This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 788, Four States of Mind That Hurt IELTS Scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
In today's show, we'll dig into four super specific vocabulary phrases describing your focused state of mind and explain how this can help or hinder your IELTS preparation. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Jessica, the sun is shining. I'm in California today, feeling good. Yeah.
What is your state of mind right now? How would you describe your mentality?
My mentality is good today. I woke up in a good state of mind, went for a little jog walk thing this morning. a little walk and I have the whole day to get stuff done. I'm feeling good. I don't have to drive to the airport until later tonight, so that's nice. Good and feeling good. Yeah, how about you? How are you feeling today? Are you feeling clear or are you feeling confused or what?
I'm feeling pretty clear, actually. I am very motivated right now because I get to interview a lot of students in the upcoming weeks who have gotten amazing scores, and that always just motivates me and clarifies, like, solidifies my confidence in what we're doing, right? Like, these scores, like Deeparth. Oh my gosh. You guys are going to hear from Deeparth soon. He got an overall 8, including a 7.5 on writing. So
that is so good. I mean, this just shows how well our strategies work. I mean, that's what it comes down to. We have more than 100 success stories, right? This is amazing.
So many. These are just the ones we know about. Like, not everybody emails us as soon as they get their scores, right? I think for a lot of people, when they get their scores, then they're done. Like, they're done with IELTS, they're done with 3 keys, and they're like, okay, moving on. Now I have to figure out immigration and applying for college and stuff like that.
Right.
But I love that people do take the time to let us know and be like, thank you guys. This is all because of your system. I got a 9.
Yeah, exactly. And because we know what works, like we know why this system is working, why 3 Keys IELTS is working, we've decided to add more awesome things to it to make it work even better and faster, right? That is the key, especially to the gold plan. Right, Jessica?
Yes. Guys, recently Lindsay and I talked a little bit about the development process that I was doing to bring you guys these amazing vocabulary lists. And I'll tell you, this is the latest update, guys. I only have two more words that I have to define and do example sentences for, and then they'll be done. So by the time you hear this episode, guys, all of these vocab lists will be done. And I could not be prouder of these vocabulary lists. The phrases that I have chosen to put on here, it's this wonderful mix of general words you can use in any situation that are super impressive. And then there's slang on this side. There's really high level stuff on this side, including transition phrases. So it is all in these lists.
Yeah, exactly. And the gold plan is the way to just, if you want to get this done, right, you get the most resources, the most support in the gold plan. And if you have a strict timeline, things are tight for you, you need to get to your target country quickly, this is the way to do it, guys. All right. So, Jessica, how can our listeners get that plan? Where can they go?
Guys, check it out. Check out all the bonuses you get with the gold package, because it's like too many for us to even explain here. Like, it's all the material. Basically. So check it out, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/gold.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And speaking of that, I mean, vocabulary is the theme of today, right, Jessica? Because it's such a good way to increase your score quickly.
This is it, you guys. A vocab. Yes, it is the quickest way to increase both speaking and writing scores for sure. But like beyond that, words are just fun. This is why, like, I loved making these gold lists for you guys so much, because words are so fun. The words we're going to teach you guys today are amazingly high level and impressive and will get you high scores. Yes, but they're also very fun to talk about. So we have four very specific phrases for describing states of mind or mentalities that are not so great when you're studying IELTS, but it's amazing vocab to talk about.
Exactly. And that's why we provide our study plan in our course, because it's so easy to get sidetracked and get in the wrong patterns of thought. And there's a lot of wrong directions you could go in, right?
So
sometimes in our Facebook group, we'll get questions from students and we can tell that that student is kind of going slightly down the wrong path. So we'll correct them. We'll bring them back and say, don't focus on that so much. Focus on this instead. And so one of those words that came up today when we were looking at our Facebook questions is the word pedantic.
Yes. Yeah. This is a great word, you guys. I'll explain that word in just a second, but can you guys imagine having 24/7 support from our team of IELTS experts? Right away, you ask a question and we're like, that is not what you should be asking about right now. That's great. You can learn that later, but if you're going to improve your score, you need to do this instead. Like, we're always keeping you on track. Okay, so don't get off track. Don't get pedantic. Pedantic is when you focus annoyingly on little details that don't matter or aren't connected to the purpose. So, okay, I'll give you an example, because I tell James he's being pedantic sometimes because he's 8. So, like, I'll just, like, exaggerate or generalize sometimes. And, you know, I'll be like, James, we have, like, 2 seconds before we have to go. You need to get your shoes. You need to get your socks. He'll stop. He'll drop what he's doing. And he'll, instead of listening to the message of, like, hurry up, we need to leave, he will focus on the fact that I said 2 seconds. It'll be like, Mommy, it's not 2 seconds. We have 5 minutes. And I'm just like, James, you're being pedantic right now. I just need you to hurry up.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I love that. And the fact that he's only 8 and he does that already. Oh no.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a big thing at this age. Just like picking apart and challenging. He keeps me on my toes.
I can't wait till my niece gets there. She's not quite there yet. I mean, she's just starting school now. She's only 5, but I bet in a couple years she will be that way too.
Oh,
I think
for
she's
sure.
headed in that direction. I mean, so yeah. And so just to dig into this definition a little bit more, this is a good example that I just found online. It says, an example of someone who's pedantic is a person at a party who bores everyone while talking at length about the origin and details of a particular piece of pottery. Okay, that's an example straight from the yourdictionary.com, but that's a good, right? You know, you've been to that kind of party, you've talked to that kind of person. And on IELTS, it's a total waste of time, and you're dealing with your money, your future, you're wasting your time.
Exactly, guys. Exactly. You guys don't have all the time in the world. Like we've told you, you have to dedicate a lot of time.
Oh,
you need to make IELTS your part-time job if you're going to get that 7 or higher. So just make sure you're doing the right things with that time, right? That's why you need the 3 keys study plan. Hello, wonderful IELTS students. One thing that you should get super pedantic about is your speaking preparation. Guys, we have an amazing resource for you. Go to allearsenglish.com/band. See a complete mock test with a real student, plus get my examiner feedback and scores. Go to allearsenglish.com/band. Okay, so here's another way you can describe this idea of being pedantic, slightly differently, good phrasal verb, to get hung up on something. Can you think of an example of getting hung up on something, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, so in All Ears English, for example, if we get hung up on all the little ums and uhs and tiny little mistakes that we make, we'd never publish an episode if we did that.
Oh, gosh.
Right? So we don't edit those out, number one, because it doesn't fit with our philosophy. We want to give you real English. And number two, because we just don't have the time, right? Who has the time for that, to get hung up on little things when they don't matter for connection?
This is the key, right? Like focusing on details that don't matter. And like, I think that's the overall like message to take away besides these amazing vocabulary words is you guys need to know what matters. What does matter for your score and how can you do that? Nothing else, just that, right? Being very strategic about improving your score. Okay. Yeah. It's like, I just... Sometimes if I watch like one of the YouTube videos that I did or whatever, because I sent it to a student and like we're looking at that link and I look at that and I'm like, oh my God, my hair looks terrible. That's not the point. Like you guys are going to learn. It doesn't matter if my hair is sticking up. So like I can't get hung up on those details.
That's funny. I know. It's true. If you're in front of the camera all the time, you just can't. You can't go there in your mind. Otherwise, you'll get paralyzed and you won't publish anything. It's true. Oh, wow.
Ugh, no. Okay. So here's a phrase that you picked out, Lindsay, that I really love. A roundabout way of doing something or thinking or being. Like, what would be an example of that?
Well, I think what this is when someone asks you a direct question, and instead of just answering the question, you go through the history of something and kind of talk around the answer and then maybe eventually get to the answer. This is interesting, though. There's a lot below the surface because this is very cultural. Right.
Totally.
I think that certain cultures have a communication style where they actually need to lean more on the history of something or the big picture or the context.
Totally.
Whereas in American culture, we are kind of a much more direct culture. We just want to give you the answer and that's it. And it's also a personal style, too. Like certain people like to be more direct and quick and others like to give more context.
For sure. Definitely, guys. And on IELTS, on writing, you cannot explore something in a roundabout way. You can't. And I find this a lot, you know, working with personal coach students and really pointing out to them what is direct and what is a roundabout indirect way, because that's something that you guys might be used to communicating through in your own culture. And that doesn't work in IELTS task two, for example, right?
Yeah.
So just as a quick side note, there is one place you guys can be roundabout and use this phrase in speaking part two. If you give a lot of context and then like at about a minute, you could be like, this is all a roundabout way of saying that my best friend is amazing because blah, 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 or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would be great.
No, that's fantastic. It's true. I mean, we need to lean on that in speaking part two. 2 minutes is a long time to have to speak. And how are you going to fill that time? It's only by giving context, right?
Totally.
I think it's interesting because in American culture, our country's so young, comparatively speaking, right? Compared to other cultures in Europe or Asia. And so I think that's part of why, honestly, we don't feel like we need to add all this history or context because we are such a young country.
It.
We don't have it, you know? It's fascinating. Yeah.
I've never thought about that, but that is so true. Mm, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That reminds me of just real fast. There's one of my favorite stand-up comedians, Eddie Izzard. He did a stand-up special called Dressed to Kill. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Look it up. You can find it on YouTube. Anyway, there's this one part in it where he's like making, because he's British, so he's making fun of Americans.
Yeah.
And he's saying like he was in like Florida or something. And he said like something happened a long time ago. And he's like, 50 years ago, nobody was alive then.
Because
like,
awesome.
We're so young. It was funny. So
it's fantastic.
All right. So the last phrase, guys, to describe a state of mind. And as I'm thinking about it now, I think we could positively connect this to IELTS. Tunnel vision. You could like, this is another phrase that is full of imagery for me. So if you guys put your hands up to the side of your face, right? So you can't see to either side. You're like blocking the periphery. You're blocking your side vision and you can only see forward. Or if you picture yourself looking through a telescope, right? You can only see one thing. This is tunnel vision. So we could say like, I am super, super duper focused on just one thing right now. So you could be like, I have tunnel vision regarding IELTS right now. All I want to do is prepare for this exam.
And in some ways it's good to have this when, especially when you're doing IELTS, you know, you just need to pass the test. You do kind of need to make it your job in some ways, but we want to be careful about within IELTS, what exactly is in our tunnel vision? Are we focusing on all those grammar tables in the back of our books that are not going to make a difference with our score, right? Are we doing the wrong things? That's the key there.
Exactly. So positive tunnel vision about IELTS using our study plan. Don't waste your time. Negative tunnel vision would be completing grammar worksheets.
Exactly. But I think if we're going to do anything big in the world, we need some level of tunnel vision, right? I mean, here at All Ears English, we're pretty obsessed with what we're doing. And there's no way we would have published almost 2,000 episodes without being pretty obsessed, I think.
I know, right? Yes, exactly. I was just listening to a podcast this morning, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. He's interviewing David Letterman, mm-hmm. and they're talking about all of the comedians that they idolize are all incredibly hard workers. Oh, and yeah. this is a quality that I always mm-hmm. admire in other people that I want to be friends with people that have mm-hmm. tunnel vision sometimes, right? What are you obsessed with and willing to work so hard for? Yes. That's what fascinates me. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other, just another side point before we finish up today, the other area where you can get a lot of tunnel vision, which I find fascinating, is academia at the highest levels.
Yes.
Right? People who have PhDs, for example, my mom actually did a PhD in child psychology. So she was, every time the topic went to child development, child psychology, early childhood, you know, young ages, how the brain develops, how emotional connections develop, she owned that topic and she would talk for half an hour and go super deep. I find that interesting sometimes.
Me too. Totally. I love to be challenged. I love when people are so dorky and in love with what they're saying, and their expertise can extend for so long that they, like, within 5 minutes, they get into an area that's new for me and I'm learning. And I love it. I love those conversations.
Yeah, that's awesome. So guys, tunnel vision can be useful, but in general, I think today's takeaway is be careful, right? When you go too deep, you focus too much in one thing when it comes to IELTS.
Exactly, guys. That's why you need our study plan. So if you are ready to go all the way, get all of our extra practice packages, plus these amazing, incredibly, incredible, incredible vocabulary lists, check out the gold package today. It has so much Skype time as well, feedback via email for essays, everything you need to get past IELTS in the next 6 months or sooner. So go to allearsenglish.com/gold.
Yes, and we can't wait to see you guys in the Facebook group, introducing yourself and connecting with other students in there. That's a huge part of it, is the community connection there. Yes.
Exactly. Right. So we can remind you when to not have tunnel vision.
Exactly. We can veer you back on course when you're going in the wrong direction.
Exactly.
All right, cool. Okay, Jessica. Well, it's lunchtime for me. I don't know about you, but
I'm starving. Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.